Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace be unto you. Welcome each of you to Ignite, our weekly broadcast centered on infusing you with the Word of God, inciting His power, and provoking His passion within you. Our desire is that our broadcast will establish growth, new zeal, and God's purpose for your life. This is Pastor Lakeisha Camp Grant, founder of A Diamond in the Rough Ministry, and I will be your weekly infuser. I am delighted at the opportunity to usher you into the best part of your life.
Arise from your depression and frustration in which circumstances have been able to keep you. Rise up to your new life. Shine and be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and even this darkness on all the people of the earth. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and His glory shall be seen.
Thank you, Jesus.
On you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
All nations will come to your light, and the kings of brightness shall come to your rising. I want to talk for just about 30 minutes from the subject of your elevation has been commanded.
Oh, my. Come on here now.
Just sit down right where you are.
Okay.
Your elevation has been commanded now.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to take my time here for just a moment because I need you to understand where we're going. We are in a period of time where there is a new breed arising. Became their righteousness. His judgment then was right in their life because of what they were going through, what they had done. But that was the end of chapter number 59.
Thank you, Jesus.
In verse chapter number 60 says that God was given a commandment for elevation. I'm going to take my time on this because in this chapter, the book of Isaiah depicts the part of God's covenant to the church. And here is the promise. He said that the church will be enlightened. Y'all got to get this. This is happening right now. The church prophetically is being enlightened. And then he said, and the church will be enlarged. Wait, y'all got to get this.
What she's talking about.
Because he said, I'm getting ready to enlighten the church. I'm getting ready to enlarge the church. Wait a minute. And a new breed of covenant, Gentile covenant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gentile converted are coming to the light.
All right.
He said, what I'm getting ready to do now, because you've been where I needed you to be, you got your lesson. I think you learned your lesson. So what I'm getting ready to do now is getting ready to enlighten you, enlarge you, and cause the Gentile convert to come to your life. Now, y'all gotta get this. He said, then I'm going to allow. These are all the things that's in chapter 6. He said, they shall be, the Gentiles that come, wait a minute, will be greatly serviceable to the church. He said, what I'm doing now is I'm going to bring them. They are going to be workers, and they're going to be serviceable, and they're going to come with resources. They're going to come with fresh ideas. They're going to come with fresh permission. They're going to come with fresh vision. They're going to be serviceable to the church. I know y'all thought it was going to be the saints of old, but it's going to be the Gentile converts that's about to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
See, you've been running to the friends of the church when you should have been running to the friends of the world.
Oh,
because they're the ones who have gotten out and learned the system of the world, and they're going to use it for the glory of God. And they're getting ready to run to the church. Somebody said, make room, make room, make room. They're coming. Come on, tell them, they're going to say, get ready. They're coming. Come on, tell them, get ready. They're coming. Come on, you better say, get ready. They're coming. They're coming. A new breed is coming. Then when he goes on in chapter 6, and the last one he talks about, when he starts talking about, and his glory in his church is going to be everlasting.
Yes.
Let me go on then, since we all caught up right there. He said the very first thing to tell you in chapter 60, verse 1, is there is a command for elevation for those who are of Christ, in Christ, and for Christ.
The very
first thing he says is a lie. I'm giving you some instruction, so I gotta make sure you don't get caught up in a hyper shout.
Yeah.
And when you shout, shout because you agree with something that the Lord is putting in your spirit. He said, arise. The word arise denounces God, or announces that God has given a shift or a command for an upward motion. In other words, what has been down has now been commanded to rise.
Oh,
Because normally God will say, if you do this, then I'll do that. If you will do this, then I'll do that. But God said, I'm not doing this depending on what you do now. I have made a command for what has been down to get up. I'm not looking at what you do anymore. Because what you do has been predicated upon what you've been through. What I'm doing now is predicated upon my promise. It's predicated upon my promise. He said, I'm making you give up. I'm now looking for your permission.
Jesus.
elevation of your commitment. I command it an elevation of your service. I command it an elevation of every dead thing that you thought was dead that I said it was just lying dead. I am commanding another level of everything that you do. I am commanding a rise in the work that you do for me. He said, I'm not looking at whether you want to do it or not. Because when you see, the word arise is a commanded a condition. It's a commanded action. It's a commanded movement. See, we have to realize that God said He's been waiting on us long enough, but He needs for His body to get up out of the world system so that He can be the glorious God.
Jesus.
That when He rose, that He stay in that position. So what God is doing is calling us to meet Him where He is.
Oh my!
He said, because I told y'all on the third day I would rise again.
Mm-hmm.
And said, and I'm going up to where my Father is to prepare a place. So all this time you thought it was trouble. It was me preparation. It was me in preparation. You thought it was trials, but it was me preparing. You thought it was gonna kill you, but it was me bringing you life. It was me getting your place ready so that when you stood up, you would show up and you would be able to go up to the place that I am waiting on you to get to. You ain't in a place of despair. You were just in a place where you couldn't see no light.
Jesus.
When you see the word arise, it has a commandment. It says, get up. When arise is spoken, it is already telling you where it wants you to be.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Whenever arise of the commandment is given, it's telling you where I want you to be.
Ooh.
In other words, you can sit in the same seat, but just get up.
Hey. Come on.
When you see a rise, he says, get up. Hold on. Then it says, stand up. When you see a rise, it changes your posture and your position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you see a rise, it means to go up. Now, this blessed me because we realize that if you were to lay down and I would say arise, it does not give you the opportunity to make excuses for why you can't get up.
My God!
It does not give you permission to say, well, they wouldn't let me, that I'm going through, or nobody's acting right, I don't have no support. So arise is a commandment, not predicated upon your condition or position. It then calls you to another level, whether you want to go or not.
But this is a part of
that commandment that most people don't pay attention to. If God tells you to arise as it is, what He's saying is, I have already given you the strength to change where you are. After the Holy Ghost calls on you, then you'll arise.
Jesus.
But he said, when I give the commandment, what's packed in the commandment is the strength that you need to do it. He said, what's packed in the commandment is the strength you need to do it. So when he says arise, he says, I'm calling you to another place in me, and I've already given you the strength to get to where I've called you.
He
said, I was just waiting on you to run out of your strength.
Oh! Wow.
So that you can know that I said I would be your strength. So he said, I wanted you to run out of yourself so that when I gave the commandment, you would say, there's no way possible, God, I'm able to do what you're calling me to do. And there's no way possible, God, that I can do this with the strength I have, with the money I have, with the problems I have, with the trouble I have. He said, yep. He said, because you didn't realize it wasn't you that had to make the determination. It was me that gave the commandment. And it was my strength that I told. When I said arise, I said, take my strength and stand them up.
Wow.
So this thing, when you keep saying arise, it's not just a word to tell you about your position, but it's letting you know that God's strength is right there if you'll do it. said, now this blessed me because we talk about this all the time. He said, no. He said, I want you to teach them this morning because prophetically, he's speaking into your life. He's speaking into your life. He is 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 saying after today, you can no longer sit in the same posture you were in because he is making you accountable to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. After today, you cannot go back to the same posture where you could complain, but you have to stand up and say, I don't even have enough strength. But he has commanded me to get elevated. He's commanded me. So after today, God is not allowing you to sit in the same position, to lay in the same position. Let me go on because this thing messed me up when I looked at it. Because you said everybody's talking about arise. Why? Because they haven't realized that I'm making a command. I'm making a demand. I'm making a demand on what I do. I'm making a demand on what I put in you. I'm making a demand on what I died to you for. I'm making a demand on what you're carrying. I'm making a demand on what I assigned to your head. He said, I'm not asking you to do anything else anymore. I am commanding you to get up in my strength and be who I called you to be and do what I called you to do and stop making excuses that you can't, you won't, you shall not, but just do what I command you. All right. He said, I am giving you a command. Let me tell you something. Push your neighbor and tell that person next to you. If God says, after today, you cannot sit, you cannot lay,
which was his commandment. This messed me up. He said,
shine.
Mm.
Now, I got to take my time here on this because he's not talking about showing who you are.
Yeah.
This thing has so much more in it than just life that it's going to mess you up. This, your life will never be the same after you get this. Not because of me sharing it, but because God is bringing revelation.
Yeah, good.
Revelation is the thing that God exposes that was not known.
Yeah.
Illumination is the light that's cast off.
Woo, Jesus!
So he's bringing revelation today to the word of God because the next word he said is shine. Now, this messed me up because just like he showed me in the word arise, he revealed, he gave me revelatory knowledge that arise came with strength.
Uh-huh.
Which then illuminated my possibility to get up. Shine comes with its own revelation and illumination.
Come on.
Shine means to cast off, to send out, to illuminate or to illustrate. And here it is, to be reflection of that which is upon you. When he said, shine. It's not just so that you turn the light on that I see that there's a light there, but shine means I want you to cast off, throw it out, send out, illuminate. Now you've got to be the illuminator, not illuminati, but illuminator that illustrates the reflection of what's on.
Lord Jesus.
Good so God, shining buddy. Is not just about being bright, but shining means reflecting what's on you.
Jesus.
He said, cast it off, baby. Just walk and cast off the light that
shines.
So the revelation here is don't just receive it, reflect it.
Oh my God.
You have now got to realize that the shining.
Oh, Jesus.
Not about God, you being bright. Well, people see who you are in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
But what he's trying to tell us is, I want a reflection off of you.
That
it's going to bless you because I'm going to show you something in the next verse that's going to tie all this together.
Mm.
Because he said, when you get up, I need you to get up with a reflection.
Oh my.
Because you keep getting up with a reflection of your trouble.
Woo!
Come on. Because the reason why you can't see the light because you keep reflecting darkness. You can't see where you are because all you're getting up is testifying about your trouble. That's why you can't see that. I already brought you out because you keep rehearsing your defeat. And what I'm trying to tell you is that I brought you out of that in chapter 59, and now I'm commanding you to get up because things have changed. When I tell you to shine, I need you to reflect the light that's on you. Get up in his power, and when I get up in his power, I'm reflecting who he is.
Elevation and an acceleration in the world.
He was after you, know he after your life. Because you know the light is come.
Oh,
the robber never comes and turns on the light to rob you. But the robber comes wanting everything to be dark.
Yeah.
classroom, in the prophetic room, and all this stuff happens. He's allowing people to be exposed in the dark.
Yep.
The light has come.
Yep.
Amen. Oh, I'm going to hold around that. Mm-hmm. So when I see all this stuff happening in Richmond, shooting different ways, I said, Lord, there must be some light in that neighborhood. See, we want to move away from
it. Come on.
But God said, no, in this season, I'm coming after those who will go to. Coming after prayer. No, because we keep trying to flash church to be.
Come on. Yeah.
But in this new place with God, they don't want your church.
No.
They want what's on you.
Yep.
You can't get offended if they don't come in your church.
Yeah.
Just cast off the light and let them come to the Christ. Because the incarnation is too large to fit in your church. And what he's going to do is call them back to the light of Christ. And then you're going to be walking around, everybody's going to be around. Because he said, I'm bringing the incarnation back. Oh,
glory to God.
And they're not coming down
to
you. They want what's on you. And the only reason they can see what's on you is because you cast it off.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah. So if ain't nobody coming to Christ because of you, you better make sure you're in the right line.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Listen to me. Because when he said that the Gentiles would come, he said, Gentile Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't hear that.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard it.
Gentile Christians. Because they really have not gotten to the place where they are.
Talk about it.
Christians are disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been operating in a Gentile system, in a Gentile way.
Yep.
He said they're coming back to Christ. And those who are outside of the will of God,
mm-hmm.
he said, because of what you cast off, they're going to see the reflection of that. And they're going to come to that light. They're going to come to your Christ. If I had time, but this should be enough if you don't want to go home and read the rest of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, when the Gentiles start coming, then you're going to get the king's attention. And they will bless the works of your hands.
Wow.
bless and support the ministry and undergird and pay for your building and send your kids to college and put scholarship programs in the church. They will pay for you to be in a certain community because with your presence there, the community don't have as much murders and rapes and breaking. They'll pay for you to show up at their government buildings and there and pray before they have to pack that law. Because what? Passing on instead of what you thought was your assignment. All I want you to do is to reflect what's upon you. I say this to you because I can't go no further. I'm going to give you an assignment for the rest of this week. Bury your head in Isaiah 60. And find out what comes after after verse 4. Find out what he promises. So I'm going to tell you this arise. Get up, stand up, and go up. Shine. Cast off. Illuminate. Reflect what's on you. Because your light has already come. And the glory of the Lord will be seen on you. You didn't catch that because most people don't. He said, it's going to be my glory, but I'm going to let it show up on you.
Wow. Yeah.
It's going to be my power, but I'm going to give you the credit.
Thank you, Father.
And I'm going to let them see it on you. He said, because gross darkness is on the people. Darkness is on the earth. Gross darkness on the people. But I'm going to let you cast off a shadow right in the midst of darkness. So don't get concerned about what you're going to get all bent out and get spooky spiritual. About what's happening. Because what's happening is the light has come.
Yeah.
So if you're having trouble at home, you're having trouble on your job, you're having trouble with your children, with the people that's closest to you, it ain't you. It's the light.
Oh, God.
The light is reflecting what has been hidden the entire time. It's illuminating all the dark rest, the dark secrets, the dark things, the dark patterns. So it's going to get better because they come into your life, to your Christ. But the first thing in order for that to happen is it has to be illuminated.
Oh, Jesus.
So when they give you a transfer and you going into the company and you say, I don't want to be in that department, cancel those words. Start looking for the darkest corner.
Yeah.
Where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my ministry is going to be most
effective.
Where light has come. You got power. You got strength. Stop running from trouble.
Right here.
Start running to it. David said, who is this uncircumcised?
Come on.
I don't need to sit over here.
Come on.
He's coming with me all of his type. I'm coming in the army of the Lord. Let me run to him. I don't need to sit over here. Wait. For trouble to come by me, I'm going to get here scared. I know what's on me. I know what I'm packing. I know what I'm carrying. Let me show up and this is the time that your elevation has been coming.
Yeah.
And it's not about elevating you into a position.
Yeah.
It's about elevating you into a place where God wants to show who he is. You know, it reflected in my mind when he showed me this. He said, I said to Jeremiah, I will work, but who will let me? Who will let me be light? Who will let me be
true? My God.
Who will let me be good? So help me tell the person next to you. You were set up to be. God has given you two commandments. Come on, we're going to preach today. Everybody got a license to preach today.
Yeah.
Everybody got a license to preach. Some God has given you two commandments.
Sunday of birthing, what you told us
the last Sunday of this month, we're in a whole new transition. We're in transition, but we're not where we were. We have moved
already.
You commanded us to get up, to be elevated, to rise, to stand up, to grow up, to show up, and to go up. We're there. You have told us to shine, and now we understand that our shining does not mean for us to be reflected, but for you, what's on us, to be cast off as light, so that we in this earth of darkness and with the people of gross darkness can have a shadow right there of light. The light of Christ that will illuminate every dark place, every secret place, until it is exposed and yields to the light and presence of Almighty God. We are the ones you are calling for right now in this day and this hour. You chose us to be who you are in the earth realm. You empowered us to be light carriers, to be light in darkness. Now, God, we make the declaration that if there is any sin on our lives, and if we have sinned in any way, we come to you as a place of repentance at the altar of Almighty God right now from our hearts, asking and seeking your forgiveness and thanking you for your word that says that if we confess to you that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so we thank you that your cleansing power then illuminates a greater light, for nothing shall overshadow the light of God in our life. So we lay down and repent of all sins.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We might be in righteous standing with you, to be qualified to be your light. We ask you, Lord, to come into our hearts and our minds and our spirits and on us even greater. Let us shine for you, Christ. Our assignment has changed to you. And we receive it with great honor. God, we pray now that you will have those that are here, if they are not connected with a church that is a light in the body of Christ, that they will leave the place and find themselves in a place where they can get the word of God for their life
that keeps the
light shining. For the thief cometh to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, we know that you have come that we might have life, and that life more abundant.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you now for this place, a diamond in the rough, for this assignment, for this place that you've chosen to meet us, that you might give us instruction. For when we leave here, for the church is the place where we come to receive.